Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
But I am on a mission. I have been searching all weekend long. I have been searching all day today. I have looked everywhere. I have listened to this radio station. I am looking for somebody to have the stones, to have the guts, to have the oomph, to go into a microphone or call up this radio station and say simply, the Knicks are going to win this series. Because I can't find it. I can't find it from Knick fans that work here. I can't find it from Knick fans in front of the mics, Knick fans behind the mics. I can't find it on social media. I can't find it from CP the franchise. I can't find it from anywhere. And what stuns me about this is in all of the underdog situations we have witnessed over the last 30, 40 years, there's always somebody who believes. Where are the believers right now? Is it that a fait accompli that the Knicks can't compete with the Boston Celtics? I don't buy that at all.
It shouldn't be, Evan. They're the 51-win New York Knicks who added Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges in the offseason. The Knicks that weren't like a 6-seed, a 7-seed. They're not the Pacers of last year who only beat attrition. They're the Knicks playing in a 3-2 matchup with a starting five that, in theory, was designed to beat the Boston Celtics.
That's why they were put together.
This is why the Karl-Anthony Towns trade was made. This is why the Mikal Bridges trade was made for this moment.
You don't believe in the Knicks. Just get it off your chest.
Of course I don't believe in the Knicks.
You don't believe in the Knicks. Tommy, do you believe in the New York Knicks? Do you believe that they could pull this off and win this series?
I said something last year on the radio that has been mocked for
Before
months.
You continue, before you say another word, and I promise I'll let you say all the words you want,
okay.
That tone has already given me the answer.
No.
The way you started it,
but you know
don't
why my
believe
tone was,
me either.
You know why my tone was like that? I was screening a phone call and you threw to me, which you do all the time because the audience can't see that I'm busy when you're throwing to me. I said this last year on the radio, and I planted the seed for this moment. The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year. Those are our rings. That is our championship. And a year later, the time has come to reclaim our rightful place on the throne. The Knicks are going to win this series. The Knicks are going to win this series in six. You can bookmark it. You could save the tape, and you could take it to the bank.
You know what?
Knicks in six.
You know what? Before you mock him, Sean.
I'm not going to mock him. I like it.
I got to applaud you.
I do, too.
Because everything I said in the first few minutes of the show, I stand by. I've looked everywhere. I've looked on YouTube. I've looked on social media. I've looked at all the brilliant content creators that are out there that support the New York Knicks. And I can't find anyone with the balls to say what you just said, which is we can win this series. Now, we'll get into the specifics on how. Mm-hmm. Trust me, we'll break it all down. But Tommy Lugauer, because I wasn't sure at first, you're the only guy I've met. And I don't care about the national media. Let me tell you a little story about the national media. They hate the Knicks. No, they do. So I don't care what TNT says. I don't care what ESPN says. I don't care what all the experts say, because those experts have a vendetta against you. And like I've always told the Knick fan, there's a difference between them and me. They'll stab you in the back with your face turned. I'll stab you as you're looking at me. I'll be honest that I don't like you. But the national media, screw them. I don't care about them. It's you people. It's the Knick fans. Why is nobody believing? Let Tommy lead you. He's the one guy I've run into that does believe.
I give Tommy credit because he should. At least he's being consistent. Because I think for any Knicks fan out there, forget me not believing, or like you said, the national media not believing, what has changed other than the fact that you didn't win these regular season games versus the Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers during the regular season?
They don't mean anything. That's what changed. I don't care about
but
the regular season.
That's the point. Why? We have had it ingrained in our mind that those games don't matter. So where is the bravado that existed when Mikal Bridges got traded when we were at Citi Field? When the Karl Anthony Towns deal went through and you're like, oh, we got another, you know, 1B superstar to go with Jalen Brunson. All of that bravado and the team still won 51 games this year just vanished?
Yeah,
now that it's go time?
I think it's vanished for months and months and months. Knick fans haven't believed in a while. Now, I've said for a while, I give them a puncher's chance. Are they underdogs in this series? Of course. In fact, let's take that aspect of it a step further.
Okay.
I actually believe that the New York Knicks pulling off this upset, which means beating the Boston Celtics in a best of seven series, would actually be the biggest New York sports upset in the postseason that we've seen in 50 years.
Come on.
The biggest.
Come on.
And I would defy you to name one. And I can
name three.
Hold on. Before you continue, I just want to put it out there again. 50 years. The 1969 Mets, even the Jets in Super Bowl III, I put that on another planet, right? So let's put that away. The last 50 years, I defy you. Give me an upset bigger, and he's going to step right into my trap, so go ahead and do it.
Nope, I'll give you three.
Oh.
Divisional round, Giants-Cowboys in Dallas. NFC Championship game, Giants-Packers in Lambeau. Mm-hmm. And that same year, Super Bowl 42 versus the greatest NFL team that ever existed, the 2007 undefeated Patriots. All three of those were bigger upsets.
I will tell you why you're wrong, and I will prove it for a myriad of reasons.
Okay.
Let's just start with the simple math. The New York Knicks, and this dates back to the mid-80s right now, are trying to pull off what would in NBA terms be the fifth biggest upset in the history of the sport.
Okay.
And that's based on money lines.
Great.
It's based on gambling. The odds right now, and it could change before tip-off, has the Knicks at plus 580 to win this series. 580! Actually, I wrote down 590.
Okay.
Plus 590 to win this series. There has only been four series upsets in the last 35 years that are bigger upsets than a plus 590. And I'm not going to bore you with them, but basically three of them are eight seeds beating a one seed in the first round of the playoffs. Now, you mentioned the Giants.
Yep.
Giants-Patriots. It's on the tip of everybody's tongue. Well, that's the hallmark of greatest upsets in the last 50 years. I went back to look at how big of an upset was that truly. The money line on that game was plus 350.
It's also one game, not four out of seven.
Right, which benefits me saying this would be a bigger upset. Because the Knicks don't have to beat the Celtics once. We've seen the Magic do that. We saw the Mavericks do that.
Yeah, but they also lose once and they're not done.
They got to beat them four times. And the odds would tell you plus 590 is a greater long shot than the giant odds of beating the Patriots in that Super Bowl, which, for the record, was plus 350, which is a massive upset in NFL terms. But nevertheless, not as big of an upset as the Knicks beating the Celtics. So
I
know you're a giant guy. I understand that. And you hate the Knicks. Unlike me, I stab them right in front of them. You stab them in the back.
No, but
the math tells you that this would actually be a bigger upset than Giants-Patriots.
This is where I take your math and you shove it. Here's a couple math notes for you. Preseason 2007 Giants had a win total of 8. The Knicks preseason win total this year was the highest it's been since 1990-freaking-4.
Are we talking about the preseason?
No. But this is the evolution of a team, and this is where I'm telling you of why we've gotten to this point. The Knicks didn't have some kind of also-ran season. They still won 51 games. They still have a starting five that on paper, when you list it out, you look at all the other starting fives in the NBA, should be right there. They should not be this prohibitive an underdog. The reason they are is because everybody's lost their belief, including Vegas, because the Knicks have frankly been gutless all year versus these teams. So yes, your numbers don't lie, but why those numbers exist is because of a lack of belief and a lack of proof on the court. Where in football, the Giants played a close game with the Patriots. Maybe that helped matters that time. But we're still talking about an undefeated NFL team led by Tom Brady in the Super Bowl that the Giants defeated. We're talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who as of 20 months ago, we were still doubting if they could ever win a championship.
See, you're getting too much into the story of it. Obviously, the Giants upsetting an undefeated Patriot team is probably the greatest story in New York sports
history. In 2 weeks, you would be more stunned if you sat here if the Knicks won than you felt that morning after Super Bowl 42. Be honest.
Yes, because when I was sitting here on this radio station back in January of 2008, I was Tommy Lugauer. Not a generational talent and not the future, but I sat there and explained why I thought the Giants would beat the Patriots. And I didn't say it for shtick. I didn't say it because I got nothing to lose. I say it because I believed it. I said it because I saw little chinks in the armor of the New England Patriots over the weeks that led up to that game. So when you ask me personally, what would surprise me more? Look, one thing I love about sports is that sports is made for the shocking. It really is. The beauty of this game is that it's made to shock you. Little things like the Mets are buried last year and Jorge Lopez is throwing his glove and then boom, they're in the NLCS. It's a different kind of thing, but it's shocking. That's the beauty of sports. So I give the Knicks a puncher's chance, but in terms of as I sat there in January of 08 and as I sit there today on Cinco de Mayo 2025, I think the Knicks beating the Celtics would be a bigger upset, and a part of it is the 4 out of 7 prospect.
I think a part of it's just the opponent. The Celtics are not the 07 Patriots.
The Celtics won a championship last year.
I understand they're the defending champions. They didn't go undefeated in NBA terms.
What does that mean?
I figure out the math. You do all the crunching of the numbers. The Patriots didn't lose a freaking game, Evan.
What does that matter, though?
What do you mean, what does that matter?
That's not the point.
They were a historically great team that literally nobody beat until that very last game. The Celtics could be beat. The Patriots could not be beat.
Sean, here's the problem with the Celtics. I know that we can stretch our mind back to the 3-0 lead that Miami built over them.
Yes. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Boston's comeback. Since that point, they have been a machine. They're 20-4 in the postseason. Now let that sink in, because the mission the Knicks have in front of them is to beat them 4 times. They're 20-4 in their last 24 postseason games. It can happen. I'm just merely telling you, it'd be a bigger upset than Giants beating the Patriots.
The Giants, nobody believed in Eli Manning then. Michael Strahan missed training camp going in.
You're taking this too personal.
No.
I see what's going on. You're taking it very personal.
I might be taking it personal. But the Knicks have the king, Evan.
See, this is all too personal for
Sean. The Knicks have the king.
Tommy,
why would this be the greatest upset of all time if they have the king?
I just laid out why.
But it's the Boston. This is Jalen Brunson's Knicks.
Don't play.
This is not little old David Tyree and the Giants.
See, Tommy, you're surprised by this.
This is insulting to the Giants franchise.
We're actually going to be on the same side today because this is this douchery behavior.
No, it's Jalen Brunson, guys. Look at the shot he made last round. What? Now we can't expect him to get out of the second round and beat the Celtics?
I thought we were going to have a peaceful start to this show, but your king with the game on the line Saturday grounded out as usual. So
let's just pipe down.
I just wanted to throw that in there with the money on the line.
Then
Aaron
you're
Judge
right.
grounded out.
Tommy, you're right.
Absolutely.
Then your king shouldn't ground out in this series.
We saw it with the Giants and the Patriots. What happened at the end of the season? They showed they can compete. What happened? Everyone mocked me when I tweeted that, including Evan. The Knicks proved they can hang with the Celtics. It gave them the confidence that they can beat them in a series. Well, here we are about a month later, and it's Knicks-Celtics, okay. And this Knicks team now has the confidence, much like that Giant team had the confidence to beat the Patriots.
I'll tell you where I disagree with you completely on that one. And I know that we now have history to look back at Giants-Patriots final week of the year and say, boy, that really meant something and led to what happened a month later. Jaylen Brown didn't play the second half of that game. Like, the Celtics didn't view that game against the Knicks the way the Patriots viewed that game against the Giants. So I don't think that comparison works. But I ask you, as a Giant and Knick fan, like, Sean, I think, is biased in this. He's been hurt personally that I would ever bring up the hallowed grounds of shocking the Patriots and compare it to a Knicks second round series. But in terms of shock and in terms of upset, would you not agree with me that this would actually be a bigger upset than Giants-Patriots?
It would be two things. One, it would be a bigger upset because you're beating them four times.
Thank you.
And the other part to say what you said, Evan, is that, yeah, Brown didn't play the second half, but this is a Celtic team without KP for most of the playoffs last year that still won a title. They're a wagon. They could lose one player and still steamroll everybody. They proved that last year. So even without Brown, they're still an awesome team. That's what I would say.
Look, you want to wax this up if the Knicks got to an NBA final versus the Oklahoma City Thunder and play this little shtick out? Fine, seventh greatest record in NBA history of the Thunder. You're not doing this with the 61-21 Celtics.
No, but
you're not doing that.
But Sean, you're
the greatest regular season of all time with the New England Patriots. This is not the Boston Celtics.
But you're losing. Here's the problem. I'm telling you something that I think is backed up by fact, and you're kind of distracted by emotion. The emotion of the undefeated season and the emotion of being a Giant fan.
Those are also facts, Evan.
The odds tell you this would be a bigger upset.
Because,
that's just the math.
But the upset with the Giants and the Patriots was about the Jimmys and the Joes. It was about the talent on the field. Okay? It was, I cannot believe this Giant team, the way it's going to go beat the Patriots. The upset and why the Vegas numbers are telling you is all about the betting public feeling like the Knicks are gutless and the Celtics are champs.
Yeah, but the betting public believed that the Patriots were going to complete a perfect season and they weren't going to get picked off by the little engine that could Giants.
And that's why the number was so high, no doubt about it. But
it wasn't nearly as high as this.
Because the Giants had built the momentum of upsetting Dallas, upset Green Bay, off of losing that tight game to the Patriots. The Knicks hadn't earned that goodwill yet because they just struggled with the Pistons to win six games. So, yeah, if you're just telling me Vegas tells you that it would be a bigger Vegas upset on the money line.
Yes.
Great. Well, how can I argue that? But I'm telling you.
You can't, but you're doing it anyway.
Because numbers in Vegas lie. There's a reason that the Dallas Cowboys and Notre Dame get slanted in the public lines all the time. And by the way, same thing's happening with the Boston Celtics because the casuals jump in and they flood the markets. You can't always trust the Vegas numbers to tell you an accurate depiction. What you need to do is trust your eyes. Are the New York Knicks in that starting five, in NBA terms, in theory, a better starting lineup than the 22 guys the Giants trotted out in 2007?
Sean,
yes, they
are. Sean, forget Vegas then. I sat here in January of 08, and much like today, I couldn't find a soul to pick the Giants. Oh, wait, actually, a few people did. There were people who believed in the Giants. You were probably one of them.
Sure.
Tommy was probably one of them. I was one of them. Right now, you can't find anyone picking the Knicks. And that in itself, without even looking at the money line or Vegas odds, proves my point. While it'll never be emotionally the same as knocking off the perfect Patriot team, that's not my argument. That's not my point. Of course, that's the Super Bowl.
I also think it's a perfect season. It's the nature of the sport, too, Evan.
Yes.
You want to believe in football because football tends you to believe in that. You can't find yourself to believe in the NBA.
No, no. The nature of the sport is a big factor. The Knicks winning tonight in Boston can happen. But even if they do it, they got to do it three more times. Okay. That's what makes the magnitude of what's in front of them. Yes, I would say it bigger than any other upset this town has seen in 50 years.
I think you're crazy.
Evan's going to get his wish here because I'm going to do something that's going to make me vomit in my mouth. If LaDainian Tomlinson didn't sit on the sidelines with his helmet on, we would have beat the Chargers in the Super Bowl that year. The Patriots were ripe. They were running out of gas. I don't want to take anything away what was accomplished on that Sunday, but the Patriots, the public couldn't see it, but if you watch that championship game, they were ripe for the picking that day. San Diego just didn't take advantage of
it. We have a lot to get to. Knicks fans, do you believe? And with this upset, if it gets pulled off, if Tommy's right, if some of the rare Knicks fans who believe in this team are right, would this not be the greatest New York sports upset in the last 50 years? I think it would. Oh, I really do. And I got no cow in this fight.
Cow?
I got no donkey in this fight.
I don't even know what the saying is. You're so
dog. It's dog.
Dog. Right.
Dog.
I got no dog in this fight. I'm just calling it like it is.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.